Hello, this is the first episode of A&A Theaters. We are going to be talking about The Gray Man today.
And I am your host, Alyssa.
I'm the co-host, Alice.
So, let's get into it.
This is your friendly reminder that if you have not seen this movie, please go watch it. It's on Netflix and it's 2 hours long.
Yeah.
They are going to be spoilers, so if you hear this without watching the movie, that's on you. That's your problem.
Okay. So, let's hop right into this. The characters are very...
They piss me off. I don't know what it is, but they... Listen, the movie was good. I enjoyed watching it. But there was like no character development.
The movie was very overstretched. For it being 2 hours long, it was very static.
Yeah, I mean, there were really good moments of action. Action moments, very good. I really enjoyed it.
There were really good stunts, too. Like, there were really good stunts. It's just the storyline could have been better.
Yeah. Did you know that this is actually based on a book?
Yes.
I really want to read the book because it's going to be so much better than this movie.
And there's supposed to be a part two, which I do not think it needs a part two.
What the fuck is the part two even going to be?
It's not... There's nothing else to do. There's nothing else to do with it.
I mean, because Six is still alive.
Yeah.
So he could go on another mission. But... Fitzroy is dead.
Mm-hmm.
What's his name? Lloyd.
Lloyd is dead.
Although he could go after the Carmichael guy, who's like in charge of the whole operation. So that could be the part two.
That would make sense. If he went after Carmichael or Suzanne.
I think that Suzanne's character confuses me. Because she is, she's the moral compass of Carmichael and her. And she, because she's given to Floyd.
Yeah.
Lloyd, not Floyd. She's given to Lloyd. Oh my God, I did it again. And has to find Six with him. And she's like, but he's one of the worst people in the world. Why do I have to do this? And Carmichael is like, shut up. Do as I say. But then at the end of the movie, doesn't she help him escape or something?
That was Danny. Suzanne, she originally locked Six up with Carmichael. Because she was working with Carmichael, air quotes. Because Danny was his old partner.
Yeah, Danny's the one who drove the Audi. Right, so the Audi... Dude, that red Audi, oh my God.
I love your fascination about cars.
It's so sexy. Oh, I love an Audi.
I love the bus scene when they were like in like a high-speed chase shooting each other. Oh my God,
the tram?
That was amazing. That had me on the edge of my seat.
No, because when he gets up on the top of it and then jumps onto the Audi, how did his ribs not fucking break?
Let's be realistic. They would have broke. Something would have broke.
Anything.
Something.
He would have bruised them, cracked them, anything.
It's just the effortless, like, jumped on the Audi for me.
Yeah, and then crashed the windshield.
Can we talk about a sad scene? Margaret, the old lady with her oxygen tank.
Oh!
That was
so
sad.
Yeah.
That was extremely sad. Ugh, she did not deserve that. To buy all that money for the oxygen, and then she just blew herself up like that. That's so messed up.
Although my question is, did she actually need it? Because I remember her saving the day by
blowing herself and the soldiers up.
Yeah. Because she turned on the gas.
I don't know if she was sick or something.
No, I think she knew that if they got a hold of her, she was prepared.
She was prepared to, because otherwise she would not have just willingly turned on the gas and just blow everyone up.
That was a good scene.
That was kind of good. I was scared for him that he wouldn't be able to get out of that. Like, I knew that he would, because, you know, it was based around him, but at the same time, it's like...
Yeah. Yeah, I knew he was going to get out. I wasn't really scared. I was more looking at the fire, because it was very nice. It was a good fire. Oh, God.
Can we talk about Chris Evans and the mustache?
Oh, my God. No. Okay. Okay, it was bad. There was something about it. It was kind of like a pedophile stash.
Stop. I am all for Chris Evans. I love his movies, especially his work on Marvel. That mustache was not it.
No.
The reason I stayed and watched the movie was because he was in it. Otherwise, I would have walked away because it started very slow. It started slow.
No, I really liked the start because it showed Carmichael and...
Yeah.
Getting six out. I thought that was a good beginning.
I was just waiting for Chris Evans to show up. And then that mustache was very disappointing. Like, it was kind of, like, weird, too, how the rest of the soldiers couldn't fight six, but he could. But the ending fight scene between six and Lloyd was very underplayed. I felt it was underplayed, in my opinion, because I feel like Lloyd was much more capable of fighting than that.
But well, keep in mind that they had also been fighting
for, like,
All night.
They were blowing up that castle and everything. It was just...
Yeah, I mean...
Stressful.
But also, I mean, they had been getting very minor injuries because they kept getting... Because at some point, Six jumped into... the, like, moat place with Claire. Which, I liked that part. But, I don't know, I didn't think that the scene between... Lloyd and Six was underplayed at all. I think that...
It was realistic.
Yeah, but it also showed how good they both are. Because, I mean, this entire time, Six has just been...
Fighting.
Like, killing people.
Fighting with, and killing and fighting. It's,
But it's been almost too easy for him. Because the one time that he actually struggled...
Was with
the guy when he had the trap door.
Fake fucking passport?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. That scene angered me. The fact that he could trust him, as soon as he opened the door, I felt something fishy. Like a pat.
Yeah, I was hoping that he was going to be, like, some sort of secret spy for him.
No.
he kind of was, because he told him where Claire was.
Yeah.
Which told him where Lloyd was, which is how they found them.
He did it for the bag. You went too for a chick. Like, it's... I don't know why that scene angered me, but I was like, I get it.
Yeah.
Because there was, like... Wasn't there, like, a huge bounty on him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't remember how much it was, but it was not an insignificant
amount. Yeah, his name was Fitzroy, right?
Yeah, that was the uncle.
Oh, that's the uncle. No, that's the uncle that was the girl.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the girl, she had a heart condition, too.
Yeah.
I think it was so messed up how they kept threatening her little heart. That was just so messed up. Like, why bring her... We will shut her heart down with the click of this button or something. Like, that's just so messed up.
I mean...
Yes.
Yes, it is messed up, but also it makes sense. That was Fitzroy's last family.
Yeah.
And this is what I absolutely loved about this movie. I am obsessed with the bodyguard trope. And it was done so well in this movie. It was my favorite. Because when Six was talking to Claire when Fitzroy was away, and they started to become friends. And then that guy got it.
Got it, yeah.
And immediately, Six just got rid of him without Claire even noticing. And she was like...
Wasn't she in her little bedroom, like...
No, she was in a room, and then she walked out and was like, is everything good here?
Yeah, everything's fine. Go to sleep. Like,
yeah.
Because I remember that scene. I was like, that house is too big. It's too... Someone's going to get in. That's a big-ass house.
Yeah. I mean, but also, the guy was being really loud when he was outside. Because he... Didn't he, like... trip over something?
Yeah, you saw him on the cameras. They're like cameras all around the perimeter.
No, but there was something that told him to look at the camera. I swear to God that he like tripped over something and made like a noise.
I think it's either that or like a movement sensor.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's a movement sensor. Yeah. He just saw a silhouette walking across the camera. I was like, oh, yeah, you couldn't be even more stealthy, couldn't you? Like...
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to break into someone's house to try and kill someone...
Don't go by yourself either. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Stupid. Bad planning.
He was a good character.
You have to get your hands away.
I did that. Lloyd was a good character, in my opinion. I don't think he was overrated or underrated. It's just... meh. The middle?
I mean, I don't know. I don't think that he... I think... Because if anyone else was playing Lloyd Hansen that wasn't Chris Evans, I think it would have been really good. Because
I don't like the Chris Lander. Don't do that. I love Chris. Chris, he could play any role, okay? He is such a good... Was this role weird for him?
Yes. But it was the chemistry between... Chris Evans and Ryan Gosling that just doesn't really exist.
It doesn't sit right.
That's my problem.
It is a weird pair if you think about it. Because I didn't even know Chris Evans was in the movie until I saw him on the screen. That's how weird it was.
Okay, I'm going to say this. Chris Evans was only in that movie because it's directed by the Russo brothers. And the Russo brothers and Chris Evans... have been tight ever since Chris Evans played Captain America.
Oh.
I think that is why he got this role in the movie.
That would make a lot of sense. Because I wouldn't imagine him being in that movie until I saw him literally on the screen. I was like, Chris Evans is in here? With the mustache, too. It's just like...
No, with the fake mustache. Like, it's just not...
They could have done something better than that.
I just think that when the... Because you were talking about the fight scene between Lloyd and Six. Maybe it was bad because of Ryan Gosling and Chris Evans' chemistry on screen.
That's how I felt. It just wasn't...
I mean, there was just something missing.
It wasn't impactful. Because usually when I watch a lot of movies, I feel like the fight scene should be the most impactful. Because, you know, that's where it ends.
Because, I mean, they're both good actors.
Yeah.
But somehow when they're together...
It wasn't...
They weren't bringing the characters to life. Because I kept just seeing the characters as the actors.
Yeah.
And not the characters as the characters. And that's why I think Lloyd had so... He had so much going for him. He could have been amazing.
He had a lot of potential.
Yeah.
He had a lot of potential. And I feel like it was very wasted. Because the characters, they were more impactful, not in the same scene together, rather than being separate. And that fight scene was just like, meh.
Yeah. Meh. Something's toned down. They're not vicious or angry enough for me. Like, because you see Lloyd, like, yelling at everybody, saying, go find me this guy. When he finds him, he does nothing.
He was on a whole powerhouse. A lot of talk. They wasted that potential there. It felt like a lot of talk or a lot of passion to get him. And then that fighting scene was just like, I was like, what happened to all that passion?
Where
like,
did it go?
I get that he was, realistically, he's been through a lot. Literally, like, pretty sure Claire shot a flare at him.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I get...
Covered in light.
Yeah.
Oh my God, no! But in that scene, when the third degree burn touched the water,
no,
oh no,
no,
I could not do it because no. I know what that would feel like, and it would not feel good.
Like, I know it was a flare. I just get a bullet at that point. Don't shoot me with the flare. Ugh. I would have drowned that little girl if she did that to me. Oh, I would have drowned that little girl. Did you just shoot me with a flare? Dump her head into the water. Like, no. No, 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 no.
Claire was for sure the best character.
As a little girl, like as a kid, she held her own.
Yeah.
I was sad that her uncle died. I really am, but like, she did. She held her own.
And also,
it was expected.
Right.
So
you walk into this movie knowing that it's not going to end well. And yeah. He knows that. Plus, that's why you know that.
He was older. He was older, too. When there's a whole bunch of soldiers, that's why he just had to blow himself up.
Yeah.
It just wasn't going to end well for him. But I'm glad it ended well for Claire. And he eventually came at the end and rescued her from that little house. That was cool. Because she knows... I love something wholesome between the bodyguard and Claire. The relationship was she knows to play the record when he's killing people, and it's just hear the record go.
I forgot about that. Hear the record scene. Go
do 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 do, and he's like in there, pow pow, snap neck, like,
dude, yeah,
that's so wholesome.
Yeah,
she's like, oh, I know he's here. Let me just turn his record on
and play it loud.
Yeah, and she's just like covering her ears, like you can just hear glass breaking in the background.
Yeah, that was a really good scene.
That's what I was saying. Like, they're more impactful separated from each other.
Yeah.
Chris, he's worked with the Russo brothers, like, literally in Captain America and the Avengers. I just feel like it was handed to him. Like, oh, maybe Chris Evans will do great. I feel like...
Yeah.
I don't know if there was, like, a regular audition process for his role, but...
I mean, I'm sure that there was but I'm but sure that they also were, like...
Like, oh, I know he could just... Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure he, like, came in and read the script, but they were also walking into the audition.
Knowing that they wanted to pick him.
Yeah. Yeah, which, I mean, it was an odd choice for sure, because you're so used to Chris Evans being the hero, and suddenly he's the villain.
Yeah.
It was just... And, I mean, he did great.
It was wasted. Like, I'm so used to seeing him... Saving the day, finding the bad guys, and then the role completely switched, but it was just not what I was hoping.
Something was missing. I don't know. I mean, I don't want to say that Chris Evans is some sort of bad actor, because I know he's not.
Yeah.
But this was not his best performance.
Yeah, it's his fifth collaboration with him. Like, of course they're going to be like, well, I feel like Chris would be great for this role, blah, 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 blah. You know, we worked with him before, and just like... They have to think, they should have thought about you worked with him and being the hero sense, not with the villain sense. And those are two completely different senses. It's just weird.
But, I mean, I don't think that it's Chris Evans being the villain that's what makes it somehow wrong. Because he did do a good job.
No, he did great. I felt like he was a villain. Very much so. Very passionate about it, too.
Yeah.
Popping veins in his neck, yelling at everyone, charging, go get me that man. Everyone's dying on camera. He's singing, go get me that man.
Yeah.
Like, mm-mm.
I want to talk about the lone wolf character.
The lone wolf?
He
was a bass.
The mercenary, just hitman character. Because, morally gray characters are my favorite.
Yeah.
I love characters like that. But when he failed and then goes back to the house and is like, you know what? I'm out of here. I don't want the money. I don't want anything.
Didn't he like give them like the flash? Was it a flash drive? Because he was fighting, Six's partner over it. He just like let her go, like, oh, you just take it, because he realized like it wasn't worth it.
Which, like, how is that possible? This is literally like, you don't just wake up and say, oh, today I'm gonna be a hitman, I'm gonna train to be a hitman. No. Like, there's gotta be, and then for him to just say like, okay, never mind, I'm bored of this, like, that's not
That's not how it happens. That's not how it works. And
it just bothered me that he was the best. He was Lloyd's best. He obviously was good at his job.
Yeah.
He was the only one that came close to killing them. And then all of a sudden, he just completely switched, did a 180,
and said, I did not want him to do a 180.
I'm done. Don't pay me.
I was very upset when he did that 180, because he gave Six a run for his money.
Yeah.
A run for his money. And I was shocked, because it was two of them against him, and I was like...
And he could have killed them both, easily. Damn.
And yeah, it looks like he's coming back to the sequel, which I'm happy about. But I just don't want any unnecessary 180s.
Yeah, I don't know what they're going to do with this character now. Because they
just let him, like, walk away. I don't know what's like, there to do with him now.
No, because this is my thing. If you're going to have a bad character, or a character that is bad and evil, keep him that
way. Stick to it. I was so upset.
Don't just say, like, oh, well... We want this character who can do bad things but is good. Then introduce him that way. Don't introduce him as, like, the world's best hitman. And if then he's just going to switch up
and say... Walks away, just gets bored and, like, okay, I'm done.
Yeah.
After fighting her, choking her with that chain, I'm done. Like...
Like, what's the point of the character then?
I would be so mad if I was the girl. Like, you're just going to choke me with the chain and then, like, walk away.
Oh, my God.
Like, finish what you started.
Because he stabbed Lloyd with... All of those with the scissors.
Weren't they in a hospital? They were in a hospital operating room and they were just, They were stabbing each other.
And then they had to find a vet to get the proper medicine.
Oh my God. That was stupid.
Which, again, WTF.
That was random.
I mean, there's just so many things in this movie that don't make sense. Is it worth watching? Yes. Because you will enjoy it. But don't...
Go in there with
high... Don't think that this is going to be life-changing.
Don't go in there with high expectations. I didn't go in there with high expectations. I got what I thought would happen.
Yeah.
Like, they rose a little bit when I saw Chris Evans on the screen, and then just slowly, like, dimmed it down. It's just, when they were, like, Six and, like, Lloyd were together on the screen, just kept... The passport scene, though, when he was trapped in that... Was it, like, a basement? A tunnel basement?
No. It was like a false room sort of thing.
The way Six got out was cool. It was smart, because I would not have thought of that. Like, the water and the floating back up. Now me, I can't swim. I would have been gone. Like, in an instant. I'm 14. I would have been gone. It would have been over. I would not have any use of yelling. I just would sit there, it's over. It's over. It's over. Like, let's be realistic here. I'm no Six, and I would never be
Alyssa.
A Six.
You would not have made it.
I would not have made it
to that scene.
Like, even if the water came out, I would have been like, man.
No, you would have died in that plane crash.
You know what?
I mean, shit.
That's
me too.
He's built different. Six is built different.
And that's what is nice about this movie, because it's like there are moments where you just have to appreciate the characters' talents and skills for this sort of thing.
Ryan Gosling.
Which is also why it's disappointing when suddenly those skills just aren't there anymore.
Disappear. No. Yeah, it's just... I guess it's like your average Netflix movie.
Yeah.
I wouldn't... Because Netflix, they do have some good movies and shows, but when I saw this... And Ryan Gosling and Chris Evans, I was like...
Because I don't think they've ever made a movie together.
No, they haven't. That's why I was like,
So it makes sense that they've... Because they've both had, like, really good careers. I mean, Ryan Gosling is in so much.
A lot.
All of the genres.
Oscar-nominated stuff. That's really good.
Yeah. Like, he's really talented. So... I don't know. The pairing was just not
weird. It makes sense, though, why the Russo chose Chris. I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
He's
and that's what bothers me. Like, please, pick someone else.
Yeah.
There are so many good people. I don't know if they're in a contract with him. I don't know if... Because I don't know if it's like a... they got rid of him as
Captain America, and they want to, like...
And they want to, like, somehow make it up to him.
Yeah.
And still be on his payroll.
Because it's, like, his fifth film with them. It's his fifth. So...
So, I mean, they've got to be, like,
working together friends. For a while. Because Marvel movies take, like, years to make. So that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah. I just...
The spinoff is bothering me that there's going to be a sequel. Like, what about... Like, and how...
I mean, there's a lot they could do.
But how does a lone wolf tie into that? Like, are they going to go back to him for help? That's the only way I can imagine it.
I mean, yeah, I don't know.
It's just weird.
But also, because at the end of the movie, Six went back and rescued Claire. So,
Carmichael's probably still going to be after them.
Yeah.
The usual.
Yeah, so they're going to have to be on the run.
Do you think it'll be like... another Lloyd part two, not like Chris Evans, but they're gonna send someone else top notch like that?
I don't know. I mean, maybe, but I hope that they do something that's like completely different.
No, Carmichael stayed untouched in this movie. I want them to get straight to the source, to Carmichael.
Yeah.
And it's the fact Six managed to escape and there's literally military personnel around his room. That baffled me.
Just goes to show how fucking good he is.
I wish I had that skill. I would be
what,
out.
What, you want to kill people?
No. You know what? That's cool too. But at the same time.
Alyssa.
At the same time, like being able to escape handcuffs surrounded by military. Like, in my mind, I said, how? There are cameras everywhere. Through the vents. Like,
there are no cameras in the vents.
Well, yeah, I'm saying that's how he could escape. But I don't know how. I just saw handcuffs hanging from the bedside. I said, well.
You can do it if you, like, dislocate your wrists and then slip them out.
He probably did do that.
But his wrists were fine. He was still, like, shooting and stuff. So
I don't think he did. He would shoot with a broken arm. Like, he was so protective of that girl.
Yeah.
Which is sweet.
No, at that point, you have to go for knives.
Yeah.
Because the kickback would... hurt. And throwing knives, you can still have the accuracy.
Well, thank you for tuning in to our first episode of ANA Theaters. We'll be back with our next movie, G-Force.
Oh my god, I forgot we were doing G-Force next.
I'm your host, Alyssa.
I'm your host, Alice.
We'll see you next time.